humanitarian situation deteriorated over the last few months, especially in Donetsk and Luhansk, and with people fleeing their homes, taking refuge with extended families, shelters, rented apartments. So it's a very difficult situation. We are distributing food assistance in two forms. In the areas where the fighting is ongoing and basically near the front lines, we are giving families a box of food that has the basic food commodities like, pasta, rice, beans, vegetable oil, wheat flour, which is enough for one person for 1 month. But in the areas where the markets are still functioning relatively and it's, more stable than near the conflict line, we are distributing food vouchers. The vouchers can be used and redeemed in local stores, in the supermarkets in the area, and families can, use them to get what they need from the food supply. There are issues of access, issues of the ability to move food from one area to the other, which is what we see in all armed conflicts.
And can you tell us about the food vouchers? Are they being accepted everywhere in the supermarkets, in the food stores, or there are like some restrictions? What is actually what people report about those food vouchers?
The food vouchers are distributed to these displaced families in the Donetsk and Luhansk region, but in the relatively stable areas. And we have vetted and working with a number of supermarkets. So not every place you can redeem these vouchers, only the approved stores. Every family will get a food voucher for $45 per person per month, and they can go to the supermarket and get what they need from the food supply.
So how much can you buy today with those $45 food vouchers compared to like 2 or 3 months ago, and how people are reacting when they get the same amount of money, basically?
Well, the food vouchers are calculated in a way so that the families will get the basic food needs and the basic calories that, a person would need to have a healthy life. It's not supposed to get someone everything that they need. So they might be able to substitute the expensive items like meat, for example, for a cheaper type of protein. But it's true that the prices have increased dramatically over the last few months. Just to clarify, WFP will distribute 3 rounds of food vouchers. So it's not supposed to be something that people will depend on every month, but for the next few months, people will get this 3 rounds of food vouchers.
You guys are going to increase the food assistance in the next few months. So can you give us an idea how this is going to be done and what it will involve?
Over the next few months, the P will increase its assistance, including this one-off distribution of locally procured food to over 100,000 people who are mainly in besieged areas where access is limited and food supplies have dwindled. And this is to meet the urgent food needs. In the relatively stable areas with functioning markets and an influx of displaced families, there will be distribution of 3 rounds of food vouchers for around 80,000 people of the most vulnerable ones, mainly the elderly and female-headed households. This operation is intended to go until June. If the situation continues to deteriorate, there will certainly be another evaluation for food assistance in these affected areas in Ukraine.